He's flown on 3 space shuttle flights. He was the commander of Expedition 10. He lived on board the International Space Station for over 6 months. It is quite a resume. American astronaut Leroy Chow is on the KSRO live line with us. Good morning, Leroy.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
May I call you Leroy? Because I've never spoken to a real astronaut before.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, please.
Well, and you're a local guy from Danville. Is that right?
That's right. My family moved to Danville when I was 7 years old. I grew up there in the Bay Area, went to undergraduate school at Berkeley, and my parents and sisters still live out in the Berkeley area.
Well, nice to have a Bay Area guy on the air with us. Now, of course, NASA announced this week exciting results from observing one of Saturn's moons, Enceladus, possibly the building blocks for life. What's your reaction to that?
This was a very exciting discovery. The measurements were actually made a little while ago, but it took some time to analyze the data.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the Cassini spacecraft. So it was dived through some water plumes that were erupting off of the surface of Enceladus, and very interestingly found that most of the composition of those plumes was liquid water, about 90%. And there were also other components of the building blocks of life, things like hydrogen and carbon dioxide and methane. And the exciting thing about discovering these compounds is that the hydrogen and carbon dioxide can be used by microorganisms in a process called methanogenesis. And what that means is that the microorganisms use those chemicals to produce energy, and they produce methane as a byproduct. So while the Cassini spacecraft did not directly detect life per se,
right,
it detected building blocks that could be, it could be possible, you know, that there could be microorganisms that could utilize something like that. Even more exciting, though, is that, you know, these plumes happen because of undersea eruptions, you know,
right.
So at that local place where the eruptions occur that shoot these plumes up into the atmosphere, it's warm. You know, the water's warm. Of course, the moon of Saturn is very cold. But just like here on the Earth in the ocean depths, we found life near these, you know, where there's the hydrothermal activity with eruptions off the ocean's floor. You know, we find these extremophile life that actually can exist in this environment.
Interesting similarities, aren't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And even, and to add to that, NASA also simultaneously announced that it had discovered, you know, analyzed data that the Hubble Space Telescope had taken a few years ago and found the evidence of plumes happening on one of Jupiter's moons, Europa, and using some data that was obtained from the Galileo spacecraft thermal imaging, they found that this plume, this big plume was occurring right over a hotspot over the ocean, one of the oceans, and so very interestingly, there's strong evidence of that kind of activity on Europa as well. Now, the exciting thing about finding both of these, you know, evidence of possibly building blocks of life on both of these places is that they're in our own backyard. It's in our solar system.
Right, right.
And so that kind of opens up the possibility that this kind of thing occurs in a lot of places in the universe that we hadn't thought about before.
All right, Leroy, I have to ask you. Now, you've been out there many times. You've been spacewalking several times. What's your takeaway from an experience like that?
Well, you know, being out in space and especially looking back at the Earth certainly broadened my perspective and my horizons. It made me think a lot about the universe and the possibility of life elsewhere in the universe. And basically, you know, for me, my personal belief is that there is life all over the universe. It's unreasonable to me to think that we are the only intelligent life in this whole universe.
I agree.
For all intents and purposes, is infinite, right? And so, so these discoveries, these recent discoveries, help to bolster this idea that life is more common, I think, in the universe than we previously thought. But along those lines, or at the same time, I think it's extremely unlikely we'll find each other.
Well, there's a lot of space out there, literally,
there's
right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. There's a lot of space out there, and maybe the next planet that can support life as we know it, intelligent life, is so far away, you know, that we can't reasonably expect to get there. You know, what if it's several light years, maybe even hundreds of millions of light years away?
But they're exciting discoveries. You also talk, Leroy, in your CNN article about making the most of what you call our orbit. Tell us about that.
Right. And so, you know, one orbit to me has become a metaphor for, you know, our one life, you know. And so, you know, some very recently I started a company called One Orbit, and with that kind of in mind that, you know, we go out and we talk to school kids, we do corporate training, and we talk about the importance of having that perspective of, hey, what am I going to do with my one orbit? What are you going to do with your one life? And, you know, make the most of it, be purposeful, be proactive, be motivated, and you know, attack your dreams with vigor and with conviction.
And one more quick question for you, Leroy. I have to ask this. How was Jack Nicholson's astronaut portrayal in terms of endearment? Did he do you proud or no?
I did see that movie years ago, and it's certainly entertaining. you know, and I do have to say, I don't think he was patterned after any one particular individual.
No.
You know, I think certainly in the earlier days of astronauts, maybe there was some elements of his character, but and maybe even today.
Well, thanks
but
for that.
It's certainly an entertaining character.
Appreciate so much you being with us. It's truly an honor to have you on the air with us. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks.
That's American astronaut Leroy Chow on the KSRO Live Line.